Happy Monday, everybody, and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're back for another fun year of podcasting. Listener Jordan joins us from the shore in New Jersey, and we're talking about her trip down to Jumbo House. They had a two-bedroom villa, took both sides of the family for her son's first birthday, and they really had a great time. Her son walked down Main Street USA for the very first time right as soon as they landed in Orlando. They did Capture Your Moment to get some great shots there at the Magic Kingdom. Great meals at places like BOMA, Homecoming, Cinderella's Royal Table, and just great times all around. We won't even talk about the time the fire alarm went off over at Jumbo. We have a great trip report for you, so stand by for that. Don't forget today's show, always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Don't forget, The Magic for Less is a platinum earmarked agency, which means they are the best of the best. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link as you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for your support. We couldn't do this without you. Our patrons get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support us here in 2022, come on over. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2018 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and welcome to, I should not say this, but I'm crossing my fingers. Welcome to Marathon Week 2021. Hopefully we can all get down there. I know some folks are not going to make it this year, and I'm sorry that things have popped up. Some people had to cancel. Some people can't make it because of international travel regulations. Some people are just a little bit uncomfortable with the current situation. But for those folks that are headed down to run 3.1, 6.2, 13.1, 26.2, 39.3, or 48.6, if you're not a runner, you're like, Mike's just spitting out numbers, and who knows what those mean. If you're a runner, you get it. Safe travels down. I'm headed down way too early on Wednesday morning, God willing, because Magical Express is not around anymore. So I heard that Scott had a rental car. I asked him what time he's getting in, and all of a sudden, my flight's at 6:15 in the morning. I don't know what I'm doing. I had a 10:50 flight, which is ideal. I could get up, get a little run in, get a little breakfast, and still make it to the airport. Nope, because Scott's got a rental car, and I can get my ride over with my guy. Yep, I'm getting up at, 4 o'clock in the morning to catch my flight. So hopefully we'll be down there seeing each other all soon and getting the lizards back together. It's been way too long. So safe travels to everybody headed down. For those that can't make it, we'll be running with you guys in our hearts this weekend and having a good time doing it. So today we're getting you out the door and down the road and up in the air with a fun trip report. And we're headed out to the shore, New Jersey. Jordan's joining us today. Jordan, Happy New Year and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, Mike.
Glad to have you on the show. It's been a while that you've been waiting to get this show recorded, so I appreciate it. And so what are your plans for the big new year? Let's hope 2022 is a lot better for all of us, right?
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I don't know. We'll see. We're going back to Disney in 2022, hopefully, in February. So that's the big plans for us.
Now, you're not doing a race weekend or anything like that, are you? Because you're not one of those. Are you a crazy runner or no? Do you do the races? Yeah.
I do the Disney races. That's the only reason I run. Same. Is run Disney. I've done 3 of the half marathons. Actually, I met you marathon weekend of 2019.
Yes.
I had done the half and we ran into each other in right outside of Pirates. But yeah, I've done Princess, Wine and Dine, and Marathon Weekend.
So you get it. You understand it. Yes. And you're exactly right. I only run for the Disney vacations because when I look over on the wall, I have all my medals. They're almost all Disney races. I have a very few. Like there's one race that's like right down the road. It's like a St. Patrick's Day thing. I just did that because I needed a qualifying time for a Disney race. So I have that. And I've done like the Chicago one just because I did that on a whim. And a couple indie races because of lizards that I know, you know, friends in Indy. So yeah, it's all because of Disney, and that's why we're here today. But let's talk about your trip. Before we do that, let's get into your Disney fandom, like I do with a lot of the guests here on Mondays. What has you listening to a Disney podcast? Why are you a big Disney fan? How did it all start for you?
So I grew up going to Disney with like my parents' family vacations and things. They actually, I think, were in Epcot the year it opened. So my family's kind of gone. We didn't go every year, but we went a lot when I was growing up. And then when I was in seventh grade, my dance school performed in the Magic Kingdom.
Nice.
Which was really fun. And then, like, we went a couple more times when I was in high school, and then in college. Actually, my crazy spring break was going to Disney with my friends. And met my boyfriend, well, he was my husband, but at the time, my boyfriend, our senior year of college, actually right after I had gotten back from spring break, and he had never been to Disney, and actually had never been on an airplane, barely left New Jersey, like, once or twice, and we had been dating for a couple years, and then we went down together in 2011, and he fell in love with it. You know, he was amazed by, like, all the detail, all the theming and everything. And he grew up watching Disney movies, so he loved Disney, but had just never been. And then we got engaged in Disney, and then we decided to have our honeymoon in Disney. And we were looking at, we were going to stay at the boardwalk. And we were like, well, if we're going to pay for the boardwalk, we might as well just buy Vacation Club, because boardwalk was like, it was like $4,500 to stay at Boardwalk for a week, or twice that for Vacation Club for 50 years. So,
yeah, Disney math. We talk about that frequently here on the podcast.
Exactly. We'd already been thinking about DVC, but it just was like, I guess it just makes total sense. So we stayed at our Grand Floridian Villa for our first trip, for our honeymoon, as DVC members. And then we've been a bunch since then.
So let me ask you this. That's a lot to unpack, because you guys have kind of, you know, you got your husband and your boyfriend at the time, your husband all kind of into the Disney thing. You were already into it. What do you think it was kind of for both of you? Or let me ask you this, even kind of make the question a little bit easier. But when somebody asks you, like, why do you go back, especially as DVC members or somebody like me that does a Disney podcast, you know, we go every year and folks come at us and say, you know, you could go, and this, actually, the spring break, I think we actually are going to go to Pensacola Beach. Like, we're breaking away from, you know, we go to Disney, but for spring break, we're going to go, like, to the beach for a few days.
Yeah.
Just because the girls have asked, and we have not done that for a decade. So I just want, I don't know what I'll do. I'll look at the ocean, I guess. I don't know. But Blue Angels are there, though, so hopefully they'll fly over. I don't know. That'd be my thing. But anyway, like, what do you tell folks? Like, what is it? Because Walt Disney World has so many different things for different people. What's your answer to somebody that says, you know, what does Walt Disney World have that you got to go back year after year and sometimes multiple times in a year?
Well, we like to go, we like to go for the rides and all the, like, typical stuff, but we also love going and, like, doing all the restaurants and the snacks and all that stuff. And there's always, like, new restaurants and new snacks and new rides and new experiences. So that's part of it. There's always something new to do. But also, I fell in love with it. And I think the same for my husband, for Bill, because of the theming and how immersive it is. And it's just, like, the size of it. Never, you know, it's just incredible going there and seeing it for the first time was just, like, shocking. Like, you walk down Main Street and you feel like you're in a turn of the century town. And then all of a sudden there's a castle at the end of the street. You know, it's that whole experience of being there and that feeling of being there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, it was exactly that for me, too. My first time I was there, because I would think I was kind of like your husband. You know, I hadn't traveled a lot. I hadn't really left Missouri a whole lot. And it wasn't even being in the theme parks. It was just, you know, the street signs were all purple and the manicured medians, you know, everything was just perfectly, like, inside this bubble. You know, it's like just the transportation system, all the buses matched and all the buses were in great condition. They could get you here, there, and everywhere. And it was, you know, every time you were going down, you know, one of the roads, you would see the entrance to a different resort, and it was themed, you know, with a different font that fit with the Caribbean Beach theme or the Port Orleans theme. It was just, everything just seemed to be, you know, fanciful. And I loved being in that environment, and that's what got me hooked. And it kind of sounds like it was the same thing for you guys. You know, it's just like, it was like no place else that you had ever experienced.
It's true. And I kind of shot myself in the foot with this now, because, like your family, I'd love to go somewhere else. You know, I'd love to go to Europe or, I don't know, California even. And Bill's like, nope, just Disney. I don't want to go anywhere else. Why else would I need to go anywhere? I have Epcot. There's France right there.
I know, seriously. Same. I know it's a thing. We're gonna try. I haven't bought the plane ticket yet. We'll see what we can do. All right, so let's hop into your trip. We're gonna talk about a trip that you guys took back in September. This was an epic trip. Now, how did this come together? I know it was because it was your son's first birthday. That was kind of the celebration you guys were going down for. But give us like the planning and how it all came together to end up over at Jumbo House in this 2-bedroom, because I can't imagine how cool that had to be. That's got to be amazing.
Yeah. So part of the reason why we wanted to buy into DVC was like family trips and being able to bring my parents and my in-laws and, I'm an only child, but my husband's one of 5 kids, so like his siblings. And we had gotten to bring his younger brother and sister, who are twins, on their 18th birthday. We brought them. We stayed at Old Key West. And then my brother-in-law and his wife, we did like a long weekend with them, but we hadn't gotten to get both of our parents down. And so that was kind of like always the vision, to be able to go and hopefully get like a 2-bedroom and stay all together to have really good family time. We ended up at Jumbo House because surprisingly it's so much fewer points than other 2-bedroom places. Because we had a standard view instead of the Savannah view. But if you stay at Jumbo House, even the standard view is just a bad view of the animals. So we could still see ostriches outside our window, and you know, so it was still really cool, but we were able to all be together, which was really nice.
Very cool. Yeah, then just being in that environment, just at Jumbo House, I mean, just the smells of the place and the atrium and the restaurants that are available, it's a great environment. Now let me ask you this, because DVC, and even not even DVC, but just the Walt Disney World commercials of a decade ago, which, you know, they've kind of gone away from this kind of advertising. But I think the commercial that we always used to see, the hardcore Disney fans, were those commercials where it would have like a multi-generational Walt Disney World vacation. I remember the one with like grandpa and the little granddaughter, grandson, like hand in hand, and they're kind of skipping down as the commercial ends. And they really did focus on that multi-generational, everybody's together kind of vacation. And I think everybody wants to do that. And I took my mom and my sister and her kids one time. Now, we didn't do DVC. We just had multiple rooms at Caribbean Beach. But and they hadn't gone. They weren't Disney people. And it didn't turn out great because they just had different expectations. You know, they just didn't really get it, you know, like I do. It was not their thing. And I don't know if I tried to force it on them. And it's fine. You know, they haven't come back, so that's totally fine. But, I mean, how did it work out for you? Was it what you were expecting, looking back on it? And we'll get into the details. But, I mean, how is it when you bring everybody together with those great hopes?
It was kind of perfect because my parents are Disney people. So they've, you know, gone a bunch with me or on their own. And then Bill's parents don't go to Disney a lot, but they decided they were going to go to the theme park 2 days. So they did on my son's birthday. We went to the Magic Kingdom, and then they went on one of the Epcot days because they wanted to drink around and snack around the world. And it was kind of perfect. Like, we all knew that going into it. And so we had planned, you know, a couple meals together with everybody, but you know, Bill's parents were like, go do whatever. It's okay if we're not with you. And, you know, and so it kind of worked out. And actually, Bill's younger sister and her boyfriend were in Orlando at the same time. And so my in-laws would go see them during the day and then come back, and we'd all hang out in the room together at night. So it worked out. And it was great to have everyone in the morning and at night. And then kind of during the day, we would do some of the same things, not always.
Yeah. And I think that's key. Like, that was the problem with us, is like they didn't know what they were doing. So they wanted to stay with us the whole time. And it just, we were never together, you know, back here in St. Louis. Like, I don't see my mom and my sister that much. And it was just, it was bizarre. Like, it was too much. It was 24/7 being together is just not.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. It is. And not everybody's going in the same direction when you're on a Disney vacation. So you did it right. We talk about that on the show, and that's exactly right. break up, you know, have different groups go different ways, come together for meals, you know, and enjoy that. And great advice. Now, I want to make sure we get into all this because folks are going to be curious. So tell us about the actual mechanics of the two bedroom at Jumbo House. Like, did it work out? How did everybody have enough space? How was it?
Yeah, it was really good. I would recommend doing Kidani because at Kidani you get 3 full bathrooms, but at Jumbo House you only have 2 full bathrooms. I mean, it was fine. My in-laws used the master bathroom with us, and because we weren't all going to the parks at the same time, you know, like we would get ready first and then they could get ready. But they weren't sure if they were coming. So then we booked Jumbo and then they ended up being able to come and it worked out. It was fine. And it was plenty of room, but I would just recommend if you have that many adults, Kidani has the 3rd bathroom. But besides that, it was plenty of room because we had the full kitchen, and then my in-laws did the pull-out couch in the living room. My parents had it's a studio connecting because they're all lock-offs at Jumbo. And then we had the master bedroom and the baby in a pack and play in the bedroom with us.
It sounds like I'd be enough room. It's crazy that many people in one unit, but yeah, everybody's got enough personal space there. You're right, the 3rd bathroom would probably make a difference if everybody is, say, everybody's going to the park at the same time in the morning, right. Everybody's trying to get ready, you know, we gotta be out the door by 7:30. Then I could see, yeah, the 3rd bathroom would be crucial. And I hate to say this, but like in my family, like with my wife and my 2 daughters, like I'd have to go down to the lobby to use the restroom. Yeah. Like I'd never get in. I would never, trust me, that's how it is in every hotel room everywhere we go. It's like, I got to go down to the lobby.
Take a dip in the pool.
Exactly. That's just my rule. I don't ever get priority. Okay. So let's talk about, so you were there for your son's first birthday, kind of the goal of the trip. So we get this a lot as far as people asking, like, when is too young to take a kid? Or what's the ideal age to take my child for the first time? A lot of people say, oh, don't take a kid till they're like, you know, in kindergarten, because they'll remember it, you know, and then they're old enough to ride, you know, 75% of the rides, they're tall enough and stuff like that. However, I like what you said in the email you sent to me. You wanted to capture some memories of your son in your favorite place and do that with the grandparents and with, you know, all the relatives together. And I 100% agree. We took Mallory at 6 months old. And those are some of the best pictures we have. Will she remember it? Absolutely not. Do we remember it? 100%. And we love that trip. So how did that come together for you to decide first birthday, Walt Disney World for your son?
Yeah, well, I definitely would not recommend this to people who don't plan on going to Disney a lot. But because we knew we'd be going back when he was older, it didn't feel like a waste, I guess, is what other people would feel. If you're just going to go once, I would say wait till the kid's older. But because we're going often, why not go when they're 1 year, you know, 1 year old? And it was just kind of like something we had always envisioned for our family to be able to bring the baby for his birthday. So it just kind of worked. It worked for our family.
And I'm jealous too, because when you go down with a larger group, you have more hands to help with a baby. Like when we took Mallory, I mean, it was just my wife and I. We had Paige, and she was, I guess,
not
she was
helpful.
12. No, she was 12. I mean, she was very helpful actually at the time. Yeah. She's less helpful now at 25.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't say that. But the thing is, she's just not present. She's doing her adult job now. But the thing is, you know, we had a good time with her and she was great at 6 months because she wasn't into everything. When we took her at 3, she was like a holy terror because you turned her back and she's pulling, you know, all the Mickeys off the shelves at the Emporium and she wants to buy everything that lights up and spins and she needs this snack and that lollipop. It was like at 3, she wore me out. At 6 months, she's had to feed her, nap, you know, and stuff. She slept in the strollers. Yeah. So you can't take infants. You just got, you know, we went in the summer and it was hot. So you gotta be careful with that, but stuff like that. But yeah, it was fine. So you can't take it. We got some just precious pictures. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm so glad we did it at the time. Now, so talk to us about some of the times you guys had in the theme parks, because again, with a 1-year-old, you can only go so hard and so long, and then you got to take breaks. So how did you guys plan that? And then how did the execution go once you guys got boots on the ground?
Yeah. So we are very strict with my son's sleeping schedule, just because it works for us. So at home, we're always at home. He's in the crib for his nap. He goes to bed at 7 o'clock, he goes in, he's out for the night. So we wanted to try and stick with that as much as possible without, like, you know, killing ourselves about it. But we always plan to go back to the room in the middle of the day. And I mean, it worked for us. We would go back, he'd go down for a nap, and then we'd go back to the park or to Springs or something in the afternoon. And then we didn't have a cranky toddler on our hands, you know. It would have been great if he fell asleep in the stroller, but anytime that happened, he was out for like 10 minutes and then he'd wake right back up. It wasn't the hour-long nap you'd hope for, but it was okay. You know, we knew going into it that we'd probably go back to the room and just chill for a couple hours and then go back out.
But when you go frequently, you know, there's no need to have to go so hard. Like, it's fine to go back every day. Now, did you guys have a car? Did you guys just use Disney transportation? How'd you get around?
We just did Disney transportation, and with Animal Kingdom, it's all buses. But that, we really had great luck with the buses. We never had to wait long. It was never overly full. It kind of, you know, it worked out.
Cool. That's good to hear. I mean, because that's, you know, it's everybody's like fear, and I'm a huge advocate of the buses. Yeah. There's going to be that time probably once or twice a trip where you just have bad luck and it's like, yep, you want to go to the Magic Kingdom and three Epcot buses go by. You know, it's how it happens. I mean, you just got to just know before your airplane even lands in Orlando, that is going to happen to you probably once or twice during your trip. It's just fate. You know, it's not Disney working against you, but you know what? You probably don't remember that time that, you know, you walked up and boom, there was a Magic Kingdom bus sitting there waiting for you, you know? So I think it's a law of averages kind of thing, but we remember, you know, the times where, God, I just want to go to the Magic Kingdom. I got an ADR in 45 minutes and I'm cutting it close and you don't make it. So that's me. Okay. So let's talk into theme parks though. Like, what were some of the memories? Like, you know, would you have any great experiences with an attraction or a show that your son liked or the whole family liked, or did you do any special things inside the theme parks?
Yeah. So, well, the very best memory of the trip was our travel day, that first Monday that we got there. We decided to go into the park, and I don't recommend doing this normally. Because it would have been great just to go to the hotel and relax. But we really wanted his first experience in the theme park to be at Magic Kingdom. And we were going to Epcot for our full day the next day. So I was like, I don't care how long we're there. I just want him to walk on Main Street. Like, that's all I need. Like, a picture of my child on Main Street. Even if it's like, we're in the Magic Kingdom for 20 minutes. I don't care. So, you know, we had been on a really early flight and on the Magical Express and then at the hotel and the bat and whatever. So he really didn't have a great nap, but he was a trooper, and it was the most a magical experience. We walked into the Magic Kingdom and there was a cavalcade with Tinkerbell coming right around that corner right there. You know, we were passing the train station and she's there on her treasure chest and she sees Sterling, my son, and she's waving at him and blew him a kiss and he was clapping and it was so perfect. And then he's a baby, so you know, you don't know how he's going to react to things. We walked down and you could see the castle and my husband and I were pointing at it and he was clapping and pointing and like, it looked like he was excited about the castle. I don't know what maybe it was a balloon, but
in your mind, it was the castle. That's what matters.
And it was just all perfect. And we got really great photo pass pictures. My mom got great pictures of us holding the baby. You know, that's a good tip. My mom and dad went through the turnstiles, like the touch points first as we were entering. So she took a picture of us like scanning our bands. Yes. And the baby going in for his first time. So they were like a little ahead of us. Yeah.
That's a great tip. And I'm sure you could use that throughout the entire trip for all kinds of landmark moments. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Well, first mom. Yeah. Like, we did that on Dumbo one day where they sat in the Dumbo ahead of us and she turned around and got really good pictures of us on the ride vehicle together.
Oh man, look at that. You timed that perfect. Like, oh yeah, Tinkerbell's been waiting for you to get here. Oh, she's like, okay, the parade can start. Let's go. The cavalcade, let's roll. Oh my gosh, that melts my heart. Because that's why, as parents, that's why we go to Walt Disney World, right? To have those moments for our kid. Well, they remember or not. We'll show them the picture. You know, like when he goes to prom. When he goes to prom, you know, 16 years from now, 17 years from now, he busts that out and show it to his girlfriend. Like, see, like he first crush was Tinkerbell. See, your second fiddle. That's how that'll go. Okay, so now one of the other things you mentioned, and I kind of want to get into this because everybody's curious about this, is that capture your moment that you did in the Magic Kingdom, which I think. It's kind of a hidden secret, and I think it's one of the best values you can do right now in Walt Disney World. So how'd that go for you?
Yeah, so on his actual birthday, we went back to Magic Kingdom, and we'd actually had breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table first, pretty early in the morning, and then our Capture Your Moment was like right after that. So it was great. I guess once we met the photographer down at Town Square, she asked us if we had any ideas where we want to be, and we said, well, I think maybe if we could do a couple by the Wishing Well, and then the Hubgrass was really what we wanted with the castle in the background. So she's like, okay, well, Wishing Well's further, let's go there. It was great because they had a little sign that they had written first birthday on that they could like a little prop. Yeah, it was cute. And we had brought a banner that said first birthday that had like Mickey heads that I got on Amazon. So we have pictures of us by the Wishing Well holding the banner. And then we went down to Hubgrass and it was great. I mean, the baby was like crawling on the grass and the photographer like laid down on her and was rolling around taking pictures of him.
I'm glad they do that. That's really cool though, because I mean, you know, PhotoPass in itself is pretty neat, but when you get that personalized attention, because where else can you get pictures of the castle and, you know, you're the focus right there, you know, the Wishing Well at the Magic Kingdom. That's a great art. And, you know, I hate to say it because it's not crazy expensive. I think this is a decent value because, again, your kid's only going to be one and have his first birthday one time. And, I mean, you're willing to pay a little bit for those pictures. And Disney, I can't even believe it's coming out of my mouth. They're giving you a good value on those photos there.
Yeah. Don't say it too loud.
I know. I hate to say it, but I like to be honest about that. I think that one right there is a good value.
Definitely. Yeah, it was great.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay, so talk to us about some other kind of landmark things you guys did in the theme parks.
Yeah, our first night there, actually, it was before Remy's Ratatouille Adventure opened. And because we're DVC, my husband and I went out for a date night. It was very exciting because we hadn't had a date. I don't know.
For the record, I've still never been to Walt Disney World with just my wife. Still, my kid's 14. So, yeah, there you go. Jealous.
Yeah. So that was really fun because we did a little bit of food and wine. You know, we went to Canada and then we went to France and did the ride, which was super cute. And then that was kind of it for that night. That was special. And then when the day before my son's birthday, that was like our big date night planned, because all the grandparents were there, so they're like, no, we'll stay at the hotel, you go out. So we went to Citrico's for dinner because we want to see the new theming there with the Mary Poppins, and that was amazing and beautiful. And we went to Happily Ever After to see the fireworks for the last time. And we walked in and I don't know, I'm a big planner, but I don't know what I was thinking or not thinking. We walked in 15 minutes before the fireworks were starting. I thought they were starting like an hour later than they were. So we had like kind of a bad view because we didn't want to plop ourselves in front of people who had been staking out for a long time. But Happily Ever After was not my favorite.
Really? Wishes is probably my favorite. Wishes was my favorite at the Magic Kingdom. But Happily Ever After grew on me. I think it's because Mallory kind of fell in love with it and she played it every night. Because I think I've told the story on the shower. Forever. We have an Amazon Echo in our bathrooms. Because I got one for our bathroom because I listen to like sports talk radio in the morning while I'm getting ready. And so I got one for theirs. And she played Happily Ever After every night when she took her shower. Like every night, like religiously. And so I think like then I, you know, like it's like, well, my daughter likes it, so I'm a good dad. I gotta love Happily Ever After. So I fell in love with the show. And now I'm sad it's gone. Because I just think the new shows, I gotta like them. I can't.
I don't know. We haven't seen it. We're trying to avoid spoilers. I usually watch like every YouTube thing ever. So I'm trying really hard for the new shows. I feel the same way about Illuminations that you feel.
Best ever. Yeah. But you know what? The one Enchantment at the Magic Kingdom, I like. I do like that show. I like it. I know a lot of people don't like that one. I do.
I don't know. We'll
Harmonious,
see.
I'm trying, people. But I'm not a movie person, and that's all movies. I think that's my problem. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the movies.
So we saw Happily Ever for the last time. It was fine for us. And then, something very exciting happened. We got a call from my mom saying that the fire alarm went off at Jumbo House.
Oh.
And they had to evacuate the building.
Okay.
So the baby had been asleep. They had to go in and wake him up and bring him out. And we had actually gotten decorations for the hotel room. So they had, the grandparents had decorated the living room there, and so they're like trying to not let the baby see.
Oh no.
So we're getting all these messages on our way back from Jumbo House, and of course we're telling the whole bus of people like that this is going on because they're all going to Jumbo House. No, also
we're all going to what we get there, you're going to be surprised, we know.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess it was false alarm or whatever, because even by the time we got there you would have no idea that any of this had gone on. So it was all fine, but
it wasn't
that was a new experience for us.
It wasn't the decorations that set off the alarm, was it?
No, it was not.
you don't have to say it was. You can deny it. Nobody will know. It's fine.
I promise it was not.
It wasn't an errant streamer somewhere. No, it's totally fine. Okay, but you decorated the room. I like that idea, you know, because, I mean, DVC, the whole point of it is kind of, you know, they used to call it the home away from home. I don't think they even really push that anymore. But, you know, that gives that feel of kind of having the celebration like you would at your house. That's kind of cool to do. I like that.
Yeah, so that was fun. So that the next morning when he woke up, you know, there was, and he's a 1-year-old, so he loves balloons and streamers and pictures of Mickey. So he was really excited about that, playing with the balloons. And we had a couple presents for him to open. So that was, and all the grandparents were there. So that was really special for them, because otherwise they wouldn't get to see him first thing on his birthday.
Mallory better not listen to this show, because her birthday was yesterday. It's January 2nd. And so she celebrated a couple of birthdays at Walt Disney World, because I've been down for Marathon Weekend, or we've gone down for New Year's with a bunch of friends. But typically she celebrates her birthday at Pop Century, and she's had her friend Emily spend the night with us that night before to have like a slumber party. She's done that a couple of times. We brought presents. She's opened in the room. But yeah, not a lot of decorations. Couple decorations, but yeah, we're not in a 2-bedroom. We're in a standard room, Pop Century. We had a good time though. It's so fun. It's so funny.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. So by the way, happy birthday, Mallory. She's 14 as of today, yesterday. So, oh my gosh, this podcast started when she was 2 months old. This podcast has been going a long time. It's crazy. Okay, so let me ask you another thing about this. So you guys are down there and dining with a larger group plus with a baby. How did that work out? Because you did go to some cool places, like you mentioned, Cinderella's Royal Table. You know, it's fun, but it's a long meal. It's not a fast-paced meal. You guys also did Homecoming. It says Boma for breakfast. So how were those meals? Talk to us about that and dining with a large group.
Yeah. Well, my son loves eating, so.
Good point there. It's good. I like that.
So at Cinderella's Royal Table, he was housing scrambled eggs. He had like 3 sausage links, bacon, you know, so he was happy. It was Cinderella comes out, you know, she doesn't come to your table at the moment. She was coming out and waving. He kind of like glanced over his shoulder and he's like, no, give me more sausage.
is she bringing the hash browns?
So that was great. Homecoming, it was just, I think doing the 3 was great. Any more than that maybe would have been too much and hard to like work around timing wise, but Homecoming was the same kind of thing. They brought out the deviled eggs. We gave him one and he started screaming, crying when it was over. Like he had finished eating. It was the only time he had a tantrum was when his deviled egg was gone. So my husband took him outside until the fried chicken came out and then he was happy again.
I feel his pain when those deviled eggs go away. I want to cry. It's socially inappropriate for a 48-year-old guy, but yeah, I want to cry too when those church lady deviled eggs are gone. It's a sad thing. Now, how was Boma for breakfast? I've never had Boma for breakfast. I've had it for dinner a bunch of times, but never for breakfast.
Yeah, we've only been for breakfast actually. It's so good because, yeah, I have the typical American food, but then they also have some African. So, it was, you know, anybody can find something there to eat. And the fact that it was a buffet is really good because then with the baby, you could go up as soon as you're there and get him eating.
That's
so he's not.
It's a good point for me, too. I like to just.
Yeah, no waiting.
That's why I like Mexican restaurants, too. Bam, sit down, you got chips. At least you have something to chew on until, you know, your food comes. So, yeah, in a buffet, give me the soda and I can go eat. So, yeah, basically the whole thing is I'm pretty much like a two-year-old. So, not much difference. Okay, another thing I want to ask you, too, while I have you on here, is that while you guys were kind of doing the celebration in the room, I thought this was super cool. That you had a local baker make you guys even a cake to have. It was one of the cast members that was laid off because of all this COVID stuff going on. Yeah. So how did you make that contact and how did that work out for you guys? But I love the idea of this, kind of helping out somebody that needs a little help.
Yeah, so it was through that Facebook group that a lot of people use, that Ear for Each Other. One with that has all different furloughed and laid off cast members. We had found a grocery delivery service through there. A woman who makes signs for strollers. So it has it looks like a cast member name tag, but it has our last name on it. So that was good. So you could pick out your stroller easily from the crowd. And then we found a woman who makes cakes, and she has a Facebook and an Instagram page. So you just message her, and she actually just got rehired for Amaretz. So she'll be.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, if she's at Amaretz, okay, she knows what she's doing. I'm saying, like, she's not just, like, you know, making, you know, tie-dye cheesecakes at Pop Century. She's at Amaretz. I'm like, okay, she knows what she's doing.
That's no joke, yeah. And then, actually, my godparents live in Florida, so they were able to come to the room and have cake with us, and they had never met my son, so it was, you know, in person. So it was really nice to have, like, a little family moment there with the cake, and we got great pictures, so yeah.
So we're running a little short on time, but we got to kind of wrap it. But let me ask you this, because it's been, you know, a few months since the trip and we just had the holiday season, and I'm sure that you guys have kind of talked about it. But, you know, looking back now on this trip, because they're not all like this. You don't get both sides of the family. You don't get a 2-bedroom. You know, you don't celebrate your kid's first birthday at Walt Disney World but once. What's kind of the memory you're going to have from this story, this trip, like the story you're going to remember, you know, maybe when you talked about it with the grandparents? What do they say? Like, what is kind of the lasting legacy of this particular trip? Because you're going to have other trips, but this one was probably pretty special.
Yeah, I definitely, well, walking down Main Street, definitely the first time. But just every morning having, like, the baby wake up with us, and then he'd walk out and his grandparents were right there. And they'd have breakfast, you know, that was just so, so special. We get to see... We all live close together, so it's not like we never see his grandparents, but I said my husband's one of five, so there's always other grandchildren there. So it was never that one-on-one time like that with my in-laws and then the baby, you know, so that I think was the most special for us. It was like breakfast every morning in the hotel.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's just like, it's almost like every, especially kind of as the kids get older, I'd imagine, like when they're 4 or 5, like, how cool would that be to, like, wake up in the morning and both sets of grandparents are there? Because I remember I loved seeing my grandparents, but I never had a vacation where they were both, you know, in the same place. And then, you know, on top of that, just like at the villa, but then, you know, then we're going to the Magic Kingdom to ride rides or to go to Cinderella's Royal Table to have this meal with Cinderella, you know? And I mean, just like it gets better and better and better. Let me ask you one other thing while I have you here, because you have this unique perspective on this for folks that might be thinking about doing this. As far as planning, because, you know, you have both sides of the family and you're trying to get everybody on the same page, getting everybody there. Was there any unique challenges in the expectations and getting everybody booked and deciding like where you're going to eat and all that kind of stuff? Like, what was the logistics? Cause you said you're a planner. So what was the logistics like of getting everybody kind of on the same page and the expectations and everybody like moving in the same direction for the trip?
Yeah, we're really lucky. Both my in-laws and my parents were very laid back about it and said, whatever you want to do, this is for the baby, you know what he needs. So they just kind of had the same expectations we had, was just to see the baby in Disney. That was like all we really expected from the trip. We didn't really care where we rode, like what rides we went on. And when we were talking about places to eat, both sets of grandparents said, doesn't matter to us. Whatever you want to do is fine. And so that kind of all worked out. We met together at our house a couple times for dinner for like planning sessions, but it was very low key, you know, like throwing out ideas, and we made a list of groceries to have delivered. That was really it. We kind of lucked out like that it was so laid back.
Yeah, that does help. When you just have like, you know, when you trust the person who that's their thing, usually it's going to turn out fine because that person wants the trip to be successful. And just trust that they know what they're doing. And it sounds like, you know, you totally did, and everybody had a good time. I mean, yeah, that's honestly, you get too many cooks in the kitchen and you have trouble.
It also helped we were all adults, you know, like we didn't have to worry about any other kids who were going. So
that's a good point too. If you had like, you know, yeah, if you had like a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old mixed in with the baby, yeah, then you would have had lots of different, yeah, factors. That's a good point. You're right. With one baby and then all adults. Yeah, you're right. It's, yeah, you, yeah. This could be more challenging down the road. So I didn't think about that. You have more variables probably later on. Okay, we'll talk about that later. All right. Well, hey, Jordan, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much. This has been a great show, and it's going to be very informative for folks that are thinking about doing this maybe here in 2022 or down the road. And happy New Year to you guys. Hope you have a great year out in New Jersey, and hope to see you down to race sometime soon.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan the next trip here in 2022. And all the folks over at the Magic for Less wish you a very, very happy new year. And let's hope this year is happy and safe and healthy for everybody, and that we can all get back to our favorite places, whether that is Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, or even on an Adventures by Disney trip. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that quote form. Mention the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I'll be planning a trip together. I'd love to help you plan that trip here in 2022. So just check them out over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. One extra click means a lot to us. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support that we can keep this show going. And our patrons get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest, talking about, well, what it's like here in Missouri, growing up in Missouri, all the stuff going on behind the scenes here at the Be Our Guest podcast, and all kinds of fun stuff. If you'd like to get in on that here in 2022, drop on in today. It's patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. It's a good week to give me a follow on the social media, because I will be headed down to Walt Disney World this Wednesday, God willing. So give me a follow at beourguestmike on Instagram and Twitter. I'll be updating both constantly. And of course, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube so you get the updates when we go live. And please, wherever you subscribe to the show or download the show or stream the show, hit that subscribe button. That really does help us out. And if you don't mind, give us a rating and a review here in 2022. That would definitely help us out very much. All right, we're going to let you loose and let you get going here with the first Monday of the new year, and hope that it's a great one for you and it's a great year for you. So for Jordan, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Stay safe, stay healthy, safe travels to all the lizards, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.